Usher Opera House.
And we're going to have Maria. Thank you so much for recusing yourself. We'll have that. We'll come and get you again as soon as we're done. Thank you.
And that's in Green Lake, and Jillian's our first reader.
Sure.
All right. The Usher Opera House presents 35 to 40 concerts annually. They pay all of their artists. They have a gallery space that they also bring in visual artists for. They don't charge them any rent, but they also don't pay them, was a note that I made. 15-member board. Bring in a wide variety of artists, international and some local, to their group. They hosted the Methuselah Children's Theater. I can talk today. they had some. I wrote down that they had strong educational programming, and they do a lot of outreach. They collaborate with local libraries, and they collaborate with a fellow applicant, the Green Lake Festival. Was another thing I wrote down here. Strong volunteer corps that handle all of their performance needs, tickets, concessions, all of that, selling merchandise, providing home cooked meals for their artists, and homemade lunches, I thought was a nice, just kind of community touch. They've built a strong reputation, 20 plus years in operation, and they've built a strong trust with their community and their ticket buyers. Have had funding drives, and have shown growth in their budgets over the last couple of years, and the growth in number of donors, to clarify. Strongly rooted in their community, have members of their board and members of the staff who are involved in a number of different local organizations. They co-present one concert a year with the Green Lake Festival. And also showcase, I think it was this one. Where is that? I will find it in a minute, but they, another one of the, I think it's Van Kleinburn organizations, their participant winner is on their series as well every year, which I thought was great way to tie into that. They also mentioned that they had the hotel that closed that was donating all of their rooms, so now that they were looking at increased revenue, so they had the same problem as the Green Lake folks. They've done some work to remove barriers for people coming to their organizations, low ticket prices, $10 tickets. For children and seniors, as well as Thrasher is handicap accessible and has removable seats. And it's also offered free shows with 120 people in attendance, which I thought, again, went a long way to removing that ticket price as a barrier. They had a formal strategic plan that was done in 2010. And they do have a long-range planning committee that meets annually and that reviews their goals, but it looks like 2016, they had a focus shift after receiving a large request, so they're looking at parameters, how best to use and manage that money that they received. I did not see if they had any goals set for that money as of yet in this application. So that was a question that I still had, but they did have a list of things that they had focus on upgrading their sound system, their furnace, things that they were doing to upgrade their venue and the physical health of their building, which I think is good. And not a lot of applicants had that kind of stuff in their planning. Yeah. So I thought it was a good note for this one.
Okay. I had just made some notes here that they had... it was a letter from the Horizon Bank, which was to be a local employer, and I think maybe new to the community about the services. Question I had about the organizational plan, it looked like it's certainly done by maybe some kind of an outside professional, but I couldn't find a name associated with that. But I think we made the comment on another applicant, it was good to have them bring in someone from the outside to assist with some of the long-range planning. And overall, I thought they had a good description of a variety of programming and events. And let me see my next page here before I yield. Come on. Oh, I just said busy place with a nice variety of offerings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks to me like they take advantage of the routing opportunities that must come their way, right? Traveling through Wisconsin, maybe between Madison and Minneapolis, and get this opportunity to have Judy Collins and Jake Shimabukuro, who would not necessarily just find themselves in a small town in central Wisconsin. So I think they're taking advantage of that and doing some fairly adventurous programming for a small community, which I thought was great.
And keeping ticket prices really affordable for
right?
the community as well.
Right. They're running in the black. They have a solid board. Their attendance is good. They listed 20 business partnerships and a strong donor base. I liked their collaboration with community service, and I wrote awareness programming. They did an art exhibition with autistic artists, I believe. And I thought that was sort of forward-thinking and interesting. Now I'm digging through for the... Mm-hmm. That was my note. It must be in there somewhere. And their long-term planning's a little out of date, but they're starting to get back at it, so that's great. They said they hand all exiting patrons an evaluation form, which is great. How many do they get back? That would be handy to know. And maybe, you know, looking into online surveys would increase whatever that response rate is.
Any other thoughts?
I was surprised when they talked about the number of adults and children they have engaged, that their youth number was about 2% of their entire audience, which is really limited. And I'm wondering if they are miscounting or something. It's in reading the application, it just feels like they're doing a lot more work with young people.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it, then. Let's score.